Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that there is a great threat to this nation that is comprised by a big, rapacious, nasty, and predatory industry that wants to lie to people about some of the health issues we face. Including, by the way, wants to lie to people about the contributing factor that this industry poses to people who are suffering and worried about and dealing with COVID-19, which is just about all of us. What industry am I talking about? I'm talking about Big Green, as it's been called, the marijuana industry, the people who were making literally billions of dollars off of weed. And one of the people who has been most effective, it seems to me, in calling out this industry is Kevin Sabat. Dr. Sabat is an author and a consultant. He was a drug advisor and a drug policy operative in three different presidential administrations for both Republicans and Democrats. He was an aide for President Bush. He was an aide for President Clinton. And he was an aide for President Obama. He served 2 years as senior advisor to President Obama's drug control director. And he is the author of the book, which is truly indispensable, and every American ought to read it. It's called Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. Kevin, thanks for joining us again. It's always a pleasure to have you, and an honor.
Well, thanks, an honor to be on. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Okay, first of all, the marijuana industry doesn't want you to know this, which is, according to a new study, smoking marijuana could lead to breakthrough COVID cases for a significant number of people. In other words, that if you're smoking weed, those vaccinations may not actually protect you as well as they should.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, it's a remarkable study. I think it was surprising to the authors that it was marijuana more than any other drug that showed positive link with COVID breakthrough cases. You saw a little bit with cocaine. You did not see it with opioids, including heroin or fentanyl. But you saw it with marijuana the most, the THC. And, you know, we're still figuring out why that is. But remember, marijuana has hundreds of components in it, most of which we have no idea about. THC, the ingredient that gets you high, is much stronger than it ever used to be. It's 10 to 50 times stronger. And that's probably interfering with immune function, because we know THC binds to those receptors in the brain and body that relate to immunity. That's why actually people with vulnerable, you know, immune systems should really need to avoid marijuana for their own health. But I wasn't so shocked, but of course, I'm really not shocked at the fact that, you know, the industry is poo-pooing it. They're trying to downplay it. They're ignoring it. They're just like big tobacco was 100 years ago, ignoring every single negative study, of which there are now thousands that have come out against marijuana. And this is just the latest.
Okay, let me ask you about a response from Megan Fox, who is the media relations director for the National Cannabis Industry Association. And she said this study is limited to people with substance use disorder, which is a very small subset of cannabis consumers. Is she right?
Well, the whole point was looking at people with substance use disorders, but she's not right that it's a very small subset. It's actually a really large growing subset. It's, in fact, 1 in 3 past-year marijuana users meet the criteria for a substance use disorder, for an addiction. That's 33% plus. And by the way, that study was done before THC levels were as high as they are today. It's about 10 years old. So that's very conservative to say. That is a substantial group. Is it everyone who's ever smoked marijuana? No, of course not. But it's those who are using more heavily and more intensely than we've seen. And that number of users has just skyrocketed because of the commercialization, the advertising, the selling of marijuana. So she's not right. She's defending her clients, which are folks that make money off of more and more people using marijuana, which, you know, I can understand that's what she's doing, but we have to remember that that is what she's doing.
Yeah, I highlighted a section of the actual report, the research study that was published last week in World Psychology. They said that patients with cannabis use disorder who were younger than the other SUD, substance use disorder subtypes, had higher risk for breakthrough infection,
right,
even after they were matched for adverse socioeconomic determinants of health and comorbid medical conditions with non-SUD patients. In other words, among other contributing factors for people getting breakthrough infections for COVID, this was particularly important.
It was, and these studies, they control for these other factors. And we hear people saying, well, you know, you're looking at people who are already vulnerable and already having problems, but the reality is that these actually control for all of that, as you're saying. So it really points to the culprit, and the culprit in this case is THC. It's marijuana. It's the drug that is directly related to this adverse outcome, among, of course, many other adverse outcomes, but this is just, of course, one of them.
Are you a little bit surprised, as I was, that this has not received intensive publicity?
Yeah.
Because it's such a big national priority to try to cope with this pandemic, to get it under control. And giving people this information that giving up regular use of weed, at least during the pandemic, could help a lot.
It could. And by the way, it could also not only help with the breakthroughs, it could help with, of course, these other, as you're saying, these other issues that go along with COVID, because COVID is, you know, among other things, a respiratory disease, and so infection. And so we know that, of course, marijuana is huge on the respiratory system, negative outcomes. So, I wish I was surprised, but maybe I've become a little jaded. But unfortunately, you know, I really feel like drug policy, and especially this issue, should not be partisan one bit. I mean, I served in the Obama administration. I may disagree with some of your listeners on some of the things that have happened or happened in the past and on other issues. And yet, I wish we could all just come and realize the science and realize what it is. We're not saying every single person who you ever use marijuana is going to have a higher incidence of COVID. We're saying those that are using pretty intensely currently. And by the way, that is a substantial number of people. That is millions and millions, tens of, or probably close to 10 or more million people who are actually using it daily, is a conservative estimate now, 10 million, or 14 million, I should say. And so that is something that we should not be ignoring. But unfortunately, people like to listen to the science on one end and not listen to the science when it's not convenient for what they're doing on another end. And that is, you know, we're going to continue to pay the price.
I think some of the science has also shown that one of the impacts of COVID and of the lockdowns and of schools being closed and people not being able to go out, even to go out to bars or things like that, has increased the level of marijuana usage, has it not?
Yes, it has. Absolutely. We're seeing really bigger, and we're seeing especially higher rates among very vulnerable populations who really should be avoiding marijuana use. I'm thinking of, people like pregnant mothers. We're seeing a skyrocketing among pregnant mothers. We're seeing a very large increase among college students now, basically using marijuana more regularly than alcohol, which is really unheard of. We never thought we would make it there. And of course, they usually use them together. But we're seeing all of these big increases among those, you know, vulnerable populations because of, I think you said, the lack of connection. And unfortunately, of course, marijuana exacerbates mental health outcomes. I mean, mental illness is tied to marijuana in numerous ways, primarily psychosis and schizophrenia, and also, to a very important extent, anxiety and depression.
Let's get cracking against the anxiety and the depression and the psychosis and the schizophrenia. Altogether too much of it in the United States. You can get better background reading Kevin Sabat's book, Smokescreen. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on the John Gruden controversy coming up. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, the whole country is still talking about the fate of John Gruden And he is the coach for the Las Vegas Raiders, who basically just blew his $100 million contract. Yeah, it's $100 million for 10 years. He's taken $30 million of it already. One of the nation's leading sports columnists is Jerry Brewer of the Washington Post, who's a wonderful writer. You may disagree with some of his opinions, but you can't argue with the force of his writing. I'm honored that Jerry joins us. He wrote this morning in his column that Coach Gruden should take the $30 million plus he has stolen from the Raiders since 2018 and go somewhere remote. Go somewhere so far away, there's not even a signal to send an email. As a matter of fact, he should just retire from typing because apparently he can't control his bias when his fingers start moving. Were you previously ever an admirer of Coach Gruden, Mr. Brewer?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, to kind of give you some behind the scenes, he is generally great with the media. And I remember going back to being a young reporter in Orlando when he was the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And after his afternoon practices, he would stand there sometimes for an hour and 15 minutes and talk to media members one-on-one, one-on-one. Didn't matter if he knew you or not. And I remember one time just standing there talking to him for 45 minutes after a practice, and he was fantastic, very, very smart, very engaging. So the John Gruden that I knew was always great. You know, I mean, I still remember times being in Seattle with the Seattle Times and calling him before he was going to come to Seattle and call a game, and he was just incredibly insightful, and once again, it seemed like he had all the time in the world for you.
So what is the lesson from that? I mean, one of the lessons you actually allude to in your column, you say it's shocking how quickly his career fell apart, and for reasons that we had no clue about until a few days ago. What's the message here that a guy could, and again, it's over, there are hundreds of emails. It's not just one now. This guy harbored some truly Stone Age attitudes for a while, no?
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show that every time you meet someone, you're kind of meeting their representative, and it takes a lot to get to know someone. And I think we can't make definitive judgments about people's character based on small snippets of relatability. You know, I think it was interesting to me after the initial email, the racist email about DeMora Smith, the NFLPA executive director, after that came out on Friday, and then we had an entire weekend of games and so on and so forth, and there was a lot of people who defended Gruden based on the Gruden that they know. And if I only looked at Gruden based on the Gruden that I know, I'd have only wonderful things to say, as I just shared with you. But that doesn't mean, that's only a snapshot of who a person is. If you really want to know the full picture of their character, you're going to have to really dig. And so I think too often we just declare that people are something based on very limited knowledge of who they are. So I think that doesn't mean that I think we have to be just so skeptical of human beings, but we should couch the way we talk about people, understanding that we only get small snapshots of who they are.
One of the questions that I think a lot of people have is, look, this is a guy who obviously had very successful professional relationships with tons of black people. And, I mean, he's the coach for the one-time Oakland Raiders, right? Did you ever hear any whispers, any suggestion of actual racist behavior that he demonstrated before these emails came out?
No, I didn't. The only thing that was odd to me was his relationship with former star receiver Keyshawn Johnson in Tampa Bay. He really didn't give him a chance. They didn't vibe at all. And
that was always portrayed as a Keyshawn problem and not a John Gruden problem. And so it's interesting to revise how you see that, you know, to go back in time and rethink that based on what we know now. But I would also say this is a great portrait of racism versus racists, and just any ism, you know, sexism versus like a sexist, anti-gay language versus someone who is audaciously anti-gay.
Okay.
We have to remember that. I think there are offensive attitudes in all of us that we have to be conscious about. I mean, that's what implicit bias training in workplaces and that fight over whether you should do it or not is all about, kind of understanding that we all have something within us that we don't understand about a group of people based on the way we grew up that can be very problematic. And if you're not aware of that, and if you're not constantly striving to be better, situations can occur. And this
let me pick up on that, Mr. Brewer, if I can, for just a moment.
Sure.
Because given the fact that this is not based on his actions, it's not based on any of his public statements. These were private communications. Do you believe that there's any way that this guy can put his life back together and make up for what he put in emails, some of them years ago?
Well, I'm a big believer that people shouldn't be punished in perpetuity. It's a very privileged job that he had, broadcasting games and coaching football teams. So I think it's going to be extraordinarily difficult for John Gruden to get back to the level that he was. But in terms of being able to show that he has a level of character above the worst of him, I'm sure that in some way he can do things that are redemptive, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Would you be willing to work with him on that if he asked?
Absolutely. I mean, if anybody is sincere about their intentions and they want to get better, I mean, I would hope if I made mistakes that people would afford me the same kind of compassion. And that's just kind of the person that I am. And I think there are more people who are like me in the world than people who just want to condemn someone forever.
Let us hope so. And what a pleasure speaking to you. You can read Jerry Brewer's column and more from it should be generally available. Post our website at michaelmedved.com. Appreciate your conversation. When we come back, an example of goodness and excellence, not any kind of fallen grace. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president wants to make fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking today at the White House. This as House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days regarding the president's agenda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she's disappointed regarding the Democratic infighting over the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Authorities in Wyoming are revealing how Gabby Petito died. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue sharing the news.
We hereby find the cause and manner of death to be the cause death by strangulation and manner is homicide.
Dr. Blue says based on the autopsy results, he thinks she died 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And apparently some climate change protesters have descended on the White House singing songs and vandalizing that Andrew Jackson statue that President Trump, and this is something that I give him credit for, had actually made a point of protecting with fencing and with guards, and because the Andrew Jackson statue, it's a heroic statue with Jackson on horseback. It's supposed to memorialize the fact that he really saved the country. This is actually a chapter in my book, The American Miracle, because of his extraordinary leadership during the Battle of New Orleans, preventing Great Britain from seizing the whole middle of the country that we had just bought from France. And no, I don't think it would have been necessarily a good thing for America ever for the middle of the country around the Mississippi River and the Louisiana Purchase to all have been part of the British Empire. Why are climate protesters, particularly after Andrew Jackson? We will get to that tomorrow, actually, which deserves some coverage and some attention. But so does something extraordinary that moved me very deeply this morning when I read about it. And it's an obituary for somebody who passed away beloved, honored, venerated, full of distinction and awards and recognition. He passed away at age 95. And his name was Dr. and Rabbi Moses Tendler. And The obituary in the New York Times, which isn't always kind to religious people, and the reason I think it's worth spending a moment on is because there is a great deal of characterization that is misleading about people who are Orthodox religious leaders. And people assume they're all people who are living in the Dark Ages. They're like people as portrayed in that awful TV series, My Unorthodox Life. And people who don't accept science and don't think the world is round and et cetera, that kind of stereotype. The obituary for Rabbi Tendler is very different. And for instance, one of the first quotes they have from him is he participated in a conference on sex education from a religious point of view, were you permitted or not. And he actually shocked people there because he was the one Orthodox rabbi participating. And as the New York Times says, he got down and dirty by talking with vivid anatomical precision about what acts and positions could be used in sex therapy as permitted in Jewish law. And he said this, a marriage without sexuality is a weak marriage, Rabbi Tendler told the audience, adding that every sex act should give maximum pleasure to both spouses. He was ordained a rabbi by Yeshiva University back in 1949. He was born in 1926, and then he earned a doctorate in microbiology from Columbia University, and he did this while he was doing rabbinic work. It's all part of a remarkable series of achievements. It says his most famous work in medical ethics took place in the 1970s, and it had to do with a really crucial question in medical ethics, which is, when is somebody officially dead? And the problem with this in Jewish law was allowing people to benefit from transplants. And the Jewish people had been unclear whether you could benefit from or donate to heart transplants. And Rabbi Tversky helped to make that possible. His ruling opened the way for observant Jews to donate and receive organs for transplanting, says the New York Times, before a heart gave out. Rabbi Tendler's perspective also shaped New York State law and regulations governing transplants. And he said, Alan Jotkowitz, who's a professor at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev in Israel, specializing in medical ethics, said that Rabbi Tendler saw no conflict between scientific knowledge and Torah. He said you could see God's wisdom in the Torah, but Rabbi Tendler also thought you could see God's wisdom in nature and studying nature. And here is the part of the study of nature that I thought was quite remarkable. He says that years ago, as a student, Rabbi Tendler was studying at a local library when he's approached by Shifra Feinstein, the daughter of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, who was one of the leading rabbis of the age. She approached him to ask him a chemistry question. They went on to marry, and they had 8 children. In addition to their 8 children, it says he is survived by, are you ready, more than 200 children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, plus 4 great-great-grandchildren. And literally praised from every corner of the world for his work. I think it's worthwhile recognizing that even in a deeply, deeply divided country, every once in a while there are people who come along like Rabbi Moshe Tendler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, may his memory be a blessing, that you can be united about. And I think the idea of 204 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, that's something worth noting. There's also something else worth noting, which is the fact that we are suffering already from inflation of a remarkably high nature concerning gasoline. In fact, this was reported by an ABC affiliate from Roanoke, Virginia. Virginia is important because there's a governor's election coming up there in a couple of weeks. This is clip three.
Well, prices at the pump are skyrocketing with record-breaking numbers in Virginia. Numbers in Morgan Dean with AAA tells us these are the highest prices we've seen since October of 2014, with the average price at $3.10 a gallon. That's about a dollar higher than last year. That means if you have a 15-gallon car, you're paying almost $15 more each trip. And as for why this is happening, Dean says one reason is crude oil prices.
The price of crude oil makes up more than 50% of what we pay at the pump. So the higher the crude oil prices are, the more that we're paying at the pump.
And have we had any decisive action in that regard? It's a clip five from ABC in Miami. Listen.
Florida now seeing an average of $3.17 at the pump, the highest since 2014. And depending on where you go, it could be even higher. We found at least two stations in Miami where regular gas is $4.59.
Does it make you want to cry looking at that number?
$4.59. For sure.
The national average for gas is $3.27. Here's what it's looking like in South Florida. Dade at 318, Broward at 321, Monroe 324, and Palm Beach County at 332.
I'm really worried about gas prices going up. That's going to really hammer a lot of Floridians who have to commute to work every day.
Certainly since the average gas price rose 12 cents last week, according to AAA.
The supplies are not what they used to be. There's a whole host of things that are really having problems right
and
now.
And here in Seattle, we're talking about gas. I just got gas yesterday. At Costco, which is usually inexpensive, it was $4.69 for regular. This is hitting every American. What happens next? We'll get to that. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, where we are proud to tell you a little bit about Balance 7 Water. That's the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. Use Balance 7 Water for more energy, for help with weight loss, for detoxing your body, for relieving heartburn, for aiding with digestion, and more. And right now, if you go to balance7.com, and if you use the promo code AL, A-L, at checkout, you get a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. That's free with your Balance 7 order. Check it out, Balance 7, that's balance7.com, for help with this extremely healthy and economical product. Meanwhile, speaking of healthy and economical, that has absolutely nothing to do with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is in a political downspin along with the rest of the Biden administration, but her particularly, because basically when you have a vice president, and basically the only thing the vice president really does that counts is show up to provide the deciding vote when there are tie votes in an evenly divided Senate. But okay, she needs to be in the news sometimes. It's not going to work out for her well being the supposedly in charge of a more secure border. That has not gone well for Kamala Harris. So I didn't realize until this came up that she is in charge of the Space Council. She's also been put in charge of coordinating interest and drumming up public interest for our space program. And here she is talking with, it turns out, paid child actors who went through auditions and selections, the whole Hollywood treatment, in this YouTube that was sponsored by NASA. And part of the video's impact, you can see her cringeworthy demeanor and her hyped up, overdone excitement, which is, well, tell me if it sounds sincere and convincing and effective to you. Here's the Vice President of the United States, with some child actors.
So, I may not always be fast to take my parents' advice, but what is the best advice your parents have given you that perhaps you can share with us today?
You know, one of the most important pieces of advice that I can offer you guys, and I want you to really remember this, never let anybody tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. Never let anybody suggest to you that you are what they think you should be. You tell them who you are and who you know you are and what you intend to be. Got that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I got more advice,
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, the problem is not a very good imitation of Yoda or, as Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, noted, of Kung Fu Panda. But then she did offer this excitement about coming trips to Mars. Listen.
So what is the most surprising thing you found about being vice president?
There have been a lot of things, because I've never been vice president before. So there are,
yeah.
There are many new things. But I'll tell you one of the things that I'm really excited about, and one of the reasons for our visit and the time we're going to spend time together today is the Space Commission. My mom was a scientist, so she would take us to the lab with her, like on the weekend, like weekends and after school, because she had to work long hours. And I just love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council. We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about. But the other, you guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable. So that's one of the things we can do here, too, which makes it so exciting. So that's what we're going to do. You guys ready to go over there?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. And the winner is...
Who thought up this idea? She was with him by Zoom in the National Observatory, which is not where she lives. She lives in the Naval Observatory, which is a different facility. That's the vice president's mansion. Look, it's tough to be a vice president. I mean, because basically you have to think of something to do other than attending funerals of foreign dignitaries, which is a big thing, or doing an inspection tour of the border, or meeting with a bunch of paid student actors who are supposed to pretend that they're tremendously excited to be connected electronically with a vice president. What makes this significant is, and I've been thinking about it and writing about it a little bit, there is no plausible candidate for president for either party at the moment next time. And I know that Donald Trump is running ahead for the Republican nomination. But really, when you think about it, and yes, Joe Biden is the incumbent, and he could always surprise people by running for re-election at the age of 82. But I think part of the malaise that people have noticed in the country at the time is that when you look ahead to this next campaign, Kamala Harris is, I don't think, going to be the nominee. She didn't even win a single delegate vote because she dropped out too soon in her last campaign, raised and spent a lot of money. I don't think Kamala has that magical personality or the edge of charisma that you want for any nominee for any party. But then again, somebody who does have that charisma, Kermit, Miss Piggy, Fozzie, Gonzo the Great, The Muppets are back. New Disney film, The Muppets Haunted Mansion. Here's the review.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Gonzo the Great, Pepe the King Prawn, and their Muppet pals confront an eerie, super frantic Halloween in Muppet's Haunted Mansion, now available on Disney Plus.
Welcome, foolish Muppets, to tonight's very special Halloween challenge.
We just have to survive the night in this haunted mansion. This place is really haunted.
And as expected, there is a very special list of guest stars, including the late Ed Asner in his last performance, Will Arnett as the ghost host, and Taraji P. Henson as a supernatural bride unexpectedly targeting Gonzo. The one-hour Halloween special is both funny and frantic, but the humor will work better with nostalgic adults, and small kids will be occasionally confused. It's rated an appropriate TVPG, with plenty of tricks along the way, but it's not exactly a treat. 2.5 stars for Disney's Muppets Haunted Mansion.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And thank heaven we are moving through a tumultuous week. We will cover this assault on the Andrew Jackson statue. Why climate protesters go after Andrew Jackson in particular? Here's a little hint. I think it has to do with his relationship with Native Americans. And Andrew Jackson, the only one of our presidents with a Native American son. How did that happen? He adopted him. He was a survivor on the battlefield. We'll deal with more on that tomorrow. We will also take a look at the way to add years to your life. Now, this has nothing to do with COVID or the pandemic. It's for when we really move on from the pandemic. There are new breakthroughs in, not in a bad sense, like a breakthrough infection, but breakthroughs in longevity research will tell you what the conclusions are. And it sounds like a bad joke. An anti-vax committed campaigner comes into a bar and sits down with a medical doctor. They participate in a three-hour conversation and come up with some conclusions. Minds changed. We'll talk about it and more tomorrow. We will also be speaking to a very honored public servant, Chief Kelvin Cochran, former fire chief in Georgia, who is noted for suffering and fighting to defend his religious liberty in the face of sometimes a very intolerant militant secularism. What does Chief Cochran have to say about the threats to religious liberty at this moment? We will get to that and to much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.